It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, as the Boomer and Geo program departs, the podcast begins. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So, I went to ShopRite over the weekend and had an experience there that the next morning I was talking to Gina about. I was asking her a million questions about what she thought, and she said, would you like to go back to ShopRite and ask that man these questions? And it was this, Jerry. In the ShopRite, it's a big ShopRite.
Mm-hmm.
It's
one of which a lot of them are too big, by the way.
Yeah, this is a big ShopRite.
Yep.
Gina was having family over on Saturday. So we were over there Saturday morning, and there's an enormous cheese section. All sorts of cheeses. Yeah. I mean, a lot of cheeses. And Gina had cheese questions. And there was a man working in the cheese department who had all of the answers. He knew everything about cheese. What were you serving? What was it going with? Who's coming over? And the next morning, I was just kept thinking about the cheese guy at ShopRite, wondering.
You really got a lot going
no,
on.
No, but here's my question. Did he find the cheese department, or did the cheese department find him?
I would think they found him. As someone that worked in a supermarket,
yeah.
Unless he had this expertise and he got hired as such. A lot of people take whatever job they can get in the supermarket to get in and get in the union.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, for instance, when I went in, I started as a general overnight shelf stalker, essentially. That's what I did. We'd go on the back, you take the U-boats out, and depending upon what was on that U-boat, that's the aisle you went to. As you went on, they started basically assigning you to specific departments. And then if you would get off the overnight, they could put you in the bay. Like my wife started doing just general supermarket stuff when she was 16. And when she was 17, they put her in the bakery. She started making all this stuff and learned how to be a baker. It was really something. Now, she only did it for a couple of years until college. But so I do think in most cases that stuff finds you. Maybe this guy was a cheese expert. I don't know.
Right. This is like I was fascinated.
Possible.
And Gina said, do you want to go back over and talk to the cheese guy? I said, I kind of do. I didn't.
Thank God.
But I had so many questions.
Why?
Like, because.
Why is it any different than a guy who knows his wines up and down? And there's a million of them.
Correct. But, well, I think that a lot of those jobs, that's the owner of the liquor store. That's their business, where I feel like in the supermarket, like that guy had to have had some cheese, a vast cheese knowledge. That ShopRite's only been there less than a year.
Yeah, but all right, if you work for ShopRite, they will move you around, or they can move you around from play. We had a guy that would come into, again, I'm going back years, but all I can do is draw on my experience. Mine was a Pathmark, which I don't even know if they exist anymore.
I don't think so.
I think they're gone. We had a guy that would come work in the freezer department like every 6 to 7 weeks. They would move that guy, any Pathmark in the area that the freezer department, but that's what he did, that it was messy or sloppy or things weren't being, they would send him there for a week. And that's just kind of what he did. I don't know if a case like this, if they transfer you. I know, remember, STS's back in the day, I think Mavis Discount Tire bought them. I know they would, my brother and my former brother-in-law, who's no longer my brother-in-law, my sister was divorced years ago, they moved him from STS to, it was crazy. Any underperforming STS, they would send him. So he started in one town, bought a house, then they moved him 45 minutes away and he had a commute. I would think a supermarket might be very similar to that.
Yeah, so I was trying to figure out, like, is he somebody who has such knowledge of cheese that he goes and says, did they seek him out, or did they provide his cheese knowledge somewhere else?
They sent them to cheese school?
No, did just working in different cheese departments. And they're like, listen, we're building this big shop right near Belmar. It's going to have a very large cheese department. We think you can handle it. Because this guy, when Gina was asking him which cheese is there, he was doing the ordering.
Mm-hmm.
So he was running that cheese. When I tell you there were 1,000 different kinds of cheeses, there were 1,000 different kinds of
cheese. I'm sure there were. The only thing I would tell you, and he might be the cheese maven.
Yeah.
He might be. I will tell you to be careful of bullshit.
Cheese bullshit.
Yes. When I go back and I think about all those conversations we had with customers about different Cabernet Sauvignons, and what should I have with my fish? Which white wine is the driest? Right up your butt. I have no idea.
Oh.
But I certainly made it look like I knew what I was talking about.
Like someone might have gone home and said, a young fella in that liquor store really knows about Cabernets.
Now, did I have a base knowledge? Yes, I did. Did we, I don't want to say lie. That's not fair. But did we embellish a little bit? We sure did. Of course we did. You think we would know about the liquor store I worked in, half of the store had everything from tequila to gin to vodka to beer. That was one half the store.
Yeah.
The other half was nothing but wine. So one half of an 8,000 or 9,000 square foot store was all wine. We would sit there and claim we knew the different wines from France and the different wines from German wines. Dude.
So I may have been getting played on the cheese.
I'm not saying you were. He might have been. But I'm just saying be wary that he might have a pretty good knowledge but could make it look a lot better because he knows more than you.
Then my other question was okay, so because he has a specific kind of knowledge, cheese.
Sure.
Is he getting paid different than
he could
someone in the meat department?
Sure, he could. I mean, it's possible.
He should.
That, but the supermarkets, at least, again, when I was there, unions really went more by time spent there. Like the raises, unless you were exceptional at something, and maybe in this case he is, you got raises based upon your time there. Like every 4 months, I got a dime raise. Woo! It was like a dime, but it was like, hey, I got a raise. And that was standard for everybody. But yes, I would think if you have some sort of special skill, and let's say he runs that department and his numbers are up, he might get a bonus. And to your earlier point, it's very possible he could have been at another ShopRite with a cheese department that was booming. And they figured, all right, you know what? We're good for a little while. Go figure this one out. That's possible.
Yeah, because that stuff expires. You got to order the right amount of cheese.
Yeah.
Then we started thinking about which departments in the ShopRite are the most difficult to run.
I think the fish department.
Fish.
Just because the sensitivity of keeping it fresh, even more so than meats, I think. I think if fish goes bad, people get violently ill.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe produce, because that you also have to.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, sure. I think anything that needs to be either produce in some cases needs to be cooled and moist, like those leafy greens.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the little spritzers
the
on them. Yeah, I mean, whether it's produce, whether it's meats, whether it's fish, I mean, those are things that if they spoil, you can't sell them. And it's gone. You know, you make the same case for cold cuts. You saw what happened to Boar's Head.
Right.
You know, Dearborn doesn't carry it anymore.
Probably because people were afraid to purchase it.
Right, but Stop and Shop has it back.
Oh, they do.
Dearborn moved on from it, and they brought in Thumans.
Speaking of Dearborn, I saw at this ShopRite, they had Dearborn pies.
Well, ShopRite bought Dearborn.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. Now, they've kept the Dearborn Farms in Homedale relatively the same as it was, but you can tell it's no longer a mom-and-pop shop because they've brought in a lot of the bigger-name products that they never had. It still has all the Dearborn stuff, for sure, and if you want to go get homemade food and pies and the bay, all of that's still the same, but they now have aisles that look like a supermarket.
Right, you get Cheerios there.
Yes, whereas before you couldn't. So, yeah, ShopRite owns them. And supposedly, from what I was told, I don't know if this is true or not, but a friend of mine is big into commercial real estate. He was told ShopRite bought it, because I think Wegmans was trying to buy it and wanted to put a Wegmans there and would have knocked it out.
Oh.
But I think ShopRite bought it to protect it and protect their territory, because ShopRite has spaces in between, I'm sorry, like bookending that Dearborn, one in Hazlitt, one in Middletown, and they didn't want the Wegmans right there in Holmdel in between them. That's what I heard. That's a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. Makes sense, though.
I was just so happy that, you know, so many times we talk about going into like a Home Depot.
Yeah.
And you go into the plumbing department.
Mm-hmm.
And the person there is...
doesn't know what he's doing.
Doesn't know anything about plumbing.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, this cheese guy like really knew the cheese department. And we need more of that.
It's like Bubba Gump.
Yeah.
He loves his shrimp.
He knew everything about the shrimp.
This guy knows his cheese. You should do a podcast with him.
Well, I just think like we need more of that. Like, I don't know if it's because there's so many Home Depots that they can't stock it with people who really know what they're doing. Because sometimes you'll run into a Home Depot and there'll be a handyman working in there that knows everything.
I think the problem with that is if you're the handyman or the construction guy that really knows what they're doing, they're out building things.
Yeah.
You got to find the retired handyman.
Yes, that's, yeah, retired.
That's what you need to find.
Yeah, who's now doing the Home Depot thing because it's a little bit easier than actually going out on the job.
Right. I think that's what you need.
Yeah.
Because if you're a young guy and you know how to do all that stuff, why are you making an hourly wage when you could go do it, have your own business?
Right.
And like make real money. Not that that's not real money, but you know what I mean.
I feel like just like when the cheese guy, when he wants a raise, he just goes to the shop and be like, look, ain't nobody knows cheese like I do. Extra $1.50 an hour. And if you don't answer me, by next week it's $2 an hour extra.
Oh, it's funny. I could be wrong. I get the sense they would say, see ya.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I had this experience at the ShopRite, Jerry, which I was very ashamed of. And I went back and apologized. We're going into the ShopRite.
This recently?
Yeah, for a Saturday.
Didn't you have an issue where you apologized to the flower people?
Where was that?
I don't remember. I feel like you apologized to someone last year.
Hmm.
Whatever. Talk about this one. Maybe it'll...
So I'm going into the ShopRite. It's a busy ShopRite. It's a busy Saturday.
Yeah.
And as we're walking to go in, here's these little kids in the front clearly selling something.
Mm-hmm. Which drives me crazy.
Yeah,
I was part of that too a couple of times.
I hate it. So we walk in, one kid jumps right in front of me, a little kid. He goes, I go, we're not interested.
Oh boy.
But Gina stops, but I go. I'm gone, Jerry. I'm not even paying attention. I go, we're not interested. Ba-ba-ba. Gina comes back. I go, what do those kids want? She goes, they're asking, can you pick up a canned item for the homeless that they're helping?
So they didn't want a donation. They weren't selling cookies. They were trying to do something good to feed the homeless.
Correct. They had a pickup truck.
Wow.
They were given, what they were handing you was a note with some things that they need. Hey, if you could pick up and then on your way out, give them to us. We're loading in a car. And they had a specific place. It wasn't just the homeless. It was like specific place in Asbury
Park.
Like
a food shelter.
Yeah. Jerry, I felt so sad. I went out there and I said to the kids, hi. I go, I'm here to apologize to you guys. You're doing a very good thing. And I was at, and they're like, oh, it's okay, sir. Blah, 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 blah. Then I felt super, I was like, I got to buy everything on this list now because I just yelled at
Did you go back in and buy something?
Oh, yeah. When Gina came in with the thing, it's like, I got to get like anything I see that's on this list. I have to get now.
Yeah, that's funny.
To give to these kids. Yeah, I felt like such a schmuck.
Yeah, I hear you.
I thought it was just like, send us to Disneyland. And I was like, I even said to Gina, I go, why does the ShopRite let these kids in
they
the
do.
Front?
They do. Like I said, we did it, and I hated doing it.
Yeah.
And I told my wife, I'm like, I'm not sitting there, though. You go. Because I didn't want to do it. I was against it, even though I was the coach. But I also knew we had families that needed the help.
Right.
That didn't have the money to go to. In our case, it was we were going to Myrtle Beach. And so one of my coaches was like, hey, and it's the shop, ironically enough, the ShopRite in Hazlitt, like we can, one afternoon, we can They'll allow us 5 hours. So we've got 12 kids on the team. We can break it up into five shifts of an hour, but we need guard. I'm like, I'm not going. I'm like, the last thing I need is me sitting outside a ShopRite begging for a dollar and some listener being like,
oh, man.
No. Yeah, so I made my wife go. I'm like, I ain't doing it. But I will tell you, what was very interesting, and our kids were 11. They weren't, you know, 15. So they were 11 at that time. The generosity, a lot of people didn't give anything. You have no idea, though, how many older folks gave $20 bills. It was honestly mind.
Yeah.
5 hours, I think we raised like $1,500 for our trip. I could not believe it. So there were some people that said, we're not interested. And then there were other people that, hey, when I come out, my pleasure. And they came out $5 to $20. Some people loose change. It was impressive, actually. Very impressive.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those, like when I see the one that bothers me, mostly because of how much they are the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
A box of cookies, $10.
Yeah, I also don't know how can certain girls be allowed to sell the Girl Scout cookies out front and the other girls have to go door to door and do it old school or get relatives.
Do they still do that? I don't know. Well, I don't know about little places, but when you go to these big supermarkets, you go in, they've got a whole program set up. And you apply, and they'll give you available dates, and they'll allow you to do it if it's legit. You can't just say, hi, I'm Al Dukes. I would like to put a can out front for the Al Dukes Society.
I'm thinking of getting a new car, and I'm going to need some loose change.
There has to be a real charitable component to it.
Yeah.
And like in our case, our baseball organization helped us with that and gave us all the right information. So there is a program set up. I don't know why some girls would go door to door with cookies and others can set up outside of a store.
Yeah, that seems much easier to set up in front of a store.
Oh, for sure it is. It is.
Yeah. Speaking of supermarkets and such, Jerry, there was an E. coli breakout in raw baby carrots.
Really?
Yeah. They said they're all off the shelves now. They're not on the shelves.
Those are the ones in the bag?
Yeah, in the bag.
Ugh.
From various stores. New Jersey wasn't listed, but New York was. Right. But they said anything in the stores is gone. But they're afraid people still may have some in there.
Great. I don't think we actually have it. This time around, my wife rotates celery to baby carrots to, I want to say broccoli. She never buys the same thing two times in a row. We haven't had a cycle of baby carrots in a while.
Oh,
actually.
Nice.
Been a lot of celery lately. I don't
so
know
you're
why.
Due for a baby carrot cycle.
Not anymore, we aren't.
Well, I think they got it all cleaned up now.
All right, well, I'll still wait a couple weeks.
That E. coli is a weird one. Like, it just, how does it?
I don't know. Eddie?
It taint our, like,
I don't know.
Lettuce, onions, oh my gosh, baby carrots.
I guess, I don't know. There's so much going on out there in the farmlands with what they're, I don't know.
Yeah.
Between the sun, moisture, you tell me. Animals urinating on stuff.
I actually saw one of those food documentaries I watched years ago, which made me think like I was going to become a vegan.
Yeah.
There was one, they were talking about these farms that have cattle in one section and like lettuce in another section.
And they're spraying the feces?
What happens is if, this is so disgusting.
I know it is.
But when they were preparing the cattle to be meat, if they nick a intestine and it gets in the water supply and then they spray the water onto the lettuce.
Yeah.
My gosh.
It's horrible. But even being a vegan, I mean, that could happen. And you're
right,
still
eating the wrong.
But there was one of those documentaries, too, that I think you watched like I did and showed you how brutal the way the meat system is. I remember I tried it. I tried being a vegetarian. What I get, 4 days max, I think?
Yeah.
I think I got 4 days in. I'm like, I can't do this. It was too restrictive. It was really difficult.
I did a full week of vegetarian.
Okay. You got further than I did.
Yeah, because I set my stuff up during the week where it's like, this is what I'm eating every day. But then, I stopped.
I know this is an excuse, but it's also very real. When you are short on time, like yesterday, yesterday should have been a food prep day for me. I worked a football game, the Steelers and Ravens. By the time I got done, it was almost 6 o'clock. I sat down for an hour. I'm like, I was exhausted. And I went to start doing food prep. I'm like, no, I'm going to bed. I know that's an excuse, but when things aren't readily available to just grab and go, meaning cut the celery up, have the yogurt ready, whatever the case may be. You end up eating crap. And for me, that vegetarian diet, while it was very restrictive, you had to plan a lot out.
Yeah.
And if you don't, and if you're, all you're doing is opening the refrigerator and saying, all right, what am I doing here? Oh, come on. You fall back into the old habits.
Yeah, it's much easier to grab a piece of chicken and stick it in the oven and have a sweet potato with it.
Yeah, as opposed to, all right, what vegetarian meal am I making?
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It is not easy. So be careful if you got any of those E. coli carrots.
And I'm not good with washing I'm not great with washing the vegetables and the fruit. Like, I know I'm rinsing off an apple. I'm not really washing it.
Right. Yeah, I rinse the apple. What am I doing?
Nothing, probably.
I actually feel like when I wash off the apple,
mm-hmm.
and then I dry it with the paper towel, when I rub it, I'm like, well, I'm definitely rubbing off all the...
All right, so I'll ask you this way. When you put your hands under a faucet and you don't use soap and then you just pat your hands dry, did you take all the germs off your hands?
No.
So why would it be any different with the chemicals on the apple?
Yeah, it's probably not. I don't know. I don't know why we've got that peace of mind that
new
rinsing
business.
Off an apple.
Produce and fruit soap.
I actually think they have that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
They have a produce and fruit spray that is to clean your fruit.
I thought I was just onto something.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that, yeah, I mean, we probably should all be doing it.
Yes.
But I don't.
Yeah. It's very strange that I found that only recently that saying, bad apple spoils the bunch, is a real thing.
Okay.
Like if you have a bruised apple,
mm-hmm.
and it's in with your other apples, it's going to...
That emanates to the other ones?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Why would nature do that?
I don't know. I do not know. I couldn't answer that for
you. There's some weird things that nature does. You go, it doesn't make sense for nature.
Okay. Any other examples?
Why dogs will eat plastic?
It's not, or their own poop.
Or their own poop. Right. Thank you, Jerry. Or their own poop. Why does nature allow that?
I don't know.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Jerry, I don't know if you'll be looking forward to my new documentary on Netflix. It's called Cheese Guy in ShopRite. So I got to work on that this afternoon.
I want to know if this guy's a real cheese expert or not.
Me
or
too.
If he's just a guy who has learned a lot about it while being employed. Because there is an education to doing it every single day. As much as I make fun of me with the wine and everything, I did have much more base knowledge than most people that walked in.
Right.
I just wasn't an expert in it when they thought I was.
Yeah, you know what I hear a lot of guys saying, like in the wine store, if they're not the owners, and you'll say, oh, what's a good cabinet? They'll say, a lot of people seem to be buying this one.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
we didn't. I can tell you right now, if they came in, I'm looking for a nice white wine. Oh, Santa Margherita Pinot Grigio is the best. And I don't know why it was moderate. Well, I do know why. It was moderately priced. It wasn't a $4 bottle of Gallo, and it wasn't a $50 bottle. It was like 18 bucks.
I used to consider that the good wine.
Yes.
Like if I was going to go like take a nice lady to dinner at a BYO, I'm getting that Pinot Grigio.
That's it.
Santa Margherita.
That's Santa Margherita. That's exactly right. And that was our best-selling wine.
Yeah.
But I didn't say it was. I would just say, like, this is it. This is what you want.
Oh, so you knew which were the best-selling wines, and then you took that as your knowledge that they're good, and you would say, this is a good wine.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And they would come in. They would ask for, I would always love what's the best value wine? I got a great Franzia box wine that will wow you. People would walk out with this big box of wine. I'm like, they just bought wine in a box.
Right. And how old were you?
This would have been 1990. I'm trying to think. I started in the wine, the liquor store when I was 18. So this was 92. I was 18.
You were
18. 92. And my friend who I worked there with, he wound up dying in a car crash in 95.
Oh my goodness.
So I was there from like 92 to like 97. Well, I was still there when I was working here, when I started here. So 92 to 97. I had crossover liquor store and supermarket and FAN.
See, now 5 years liquor store experience, you have knowledge for sure.
And I did. I just wasn't an expert.
Yeah.
But I knew a lot more than a lot of customers.
That's all that matters.
If me and the cheese guy are a lot alike.
You might. Next time I go in there, I'm 100% talking to the cheese guy. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. We'll be back here tomorrow, Tuesday. So it's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.